This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot. We're asking Wisconsinites what's on their minds this election season, and we're meeting them where they are, out in their communities. After 17 people were killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida in February, many young people started talking about guns as a political issue. In Madison, 3,000 students left class and walked to the Capitol building in support of tougher gun laws. Madison East junior Carson Tominey sat down with his government teacher, Nick Adams, to talk about this issue and more.
All right, Carson. So okay. You're going to be too young to vote this fall, but if you could vote, would you?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I will not turn 18 until this December, so I'll be too young. But if I could, I'd definitely exercise my privilege to vote. Mr. Adams, are you going to vote this fall and why?
Yeah, I will. I haven't missed an election since I was able to start voting in 2000. That was my first election. That's the easiest opportunity for me to have a voice. By me voting, I'm also setting an example, not only for my students, but for my children who like to go vote with me.
Absolutely.
So as we come up into the November election, what is the single most important issue to you?
There's definitely a lot of important issues to me, but if I had to single out one of them, I would say maybe the most controversial issue as of late would be gun control. And you see, you know, school shooting after school shooting. And at this point, to me, it's not about, you know, politicians sending thoughts and prayers to families, but rather, you know, making actual changes to, you know, stricten up gun control laws and, you know, take action before more people die.
It's interesting hearing you say that that's like your number one issue. It's been more persistent since Stoneman Douglas. The fact that it's had this lasting of an impact surprises me. Mostly because, no offense to teenagers, but they're so focused on the now. And that was then, you know, even though it was only, 3 months ago. I'm surprised that to learn that that's still a sizable issue and that maybe will have some longevity. If it can last the summer, I think it can be still an issue in November, but I'll say I'm pessimistic that it will last the summer.
What do you hope that students get out of your government class this year?
What I'm hoping, I'm hoping you get out of this too, and we only have a month left, but my hope is that you know how to vote and that you know the barriers that you have to overcome to vote, like registering, making sure you have the right ID, that type of stuff, and where to go vote. I'm hoping that my students understand how they can participate in the elections. You know, come fall, I'll have them do a lot of research on the issues. What are the candidates' stances on the issues so they can walk away with knowledge from both sides? You know, one of the things I've noticed in this school, this community, is it's very left-leaning. Make sure they expose them to the right, you know, to the the conservative sides of the issues, because maybe they only hear what they hear in their little echo chambers, right? Like Facebook, you're not hearing the conservative side of it. So I need to make sure that we balance, you know, I balance the issues so that if they can vote in November, they can make informed decisions, and they're not just voting a certain way because somebody told them to do so. You know, I want them to do it because they want to do so.